Isang magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Maraming salamat po at nakarating kayo. We've had some confusion with venue and we apologize for the short notice. I think we still have some friends. We want to also appreciate those who responded dun sa text message. If you didn't get the SMS, that means we have your wrong number. Okay? We tried to SMS as much as we could. And this afternoon and until tomorrow, we'll have a series of lessons from various apostolic leaders. This afternoon, most especially, we have, of course, Pastor Nixon, our senior pastor from Victory, Manalte, is going to teach one of his special lessons to us. As in, I really appreciate him. He's a very busy man. Actually, padami ng padami yung projects niya. Pastor Nixon, and the last time we introduced him, I think he was teaching systematic theology. Na-appreciate nyo ba yung systematic theology natin? Yeah, but just wanted to remind you also, this will be our last class for the semester, and then we will have your next semester in August. That will be your next class. We will be posting yung venues and etc. And if you didn't, if you didn't receive the SMS, please go to the back table and please feel free to write your number so that we can update our database. Thank you so much. Let's give a hand for Pastor Nixon.
Thank you, Pastor Sky. I think Pastor Sky and I will be working together a lot more these coming days, no, and weeks and months with all of the things that are happening, you know, in our movement, not just here but globally as well, no? It's quite exciting, no? But I guess many of you will get wind of it as we go along. Now, this subject is, we titled it Presentation Skills. And of course, our heart and our objective for this class is to really help one another, no? In terms of presentation skill. I'm sure many of you preach Sunday after Sunday. You have your own good best practice, and maybe we could hear from you if you have any comments or addition. And so before I start my class on this class on presentation skill, I just want like to start with a caveat, no? As a caution for ano, unang-una, I'm not an expert. I'm also in a journey of learning and improving week after week, month after month, you know, day after day. I still really take time to listen to so many people from our movement. Siyempre, we want to listen to all of our pastors. And then also, siyempre, may mga pinapakinggan ko, like si Timothy Keller. Although minsan nakakaantok siya, di ba, sa voice niya. Keller talaga siya. You will be killed. Minsan, maganda naman yung content niya. Pero minsan, medyo antokin ka lang sa boses niya. So, I want to start off by saying that, you know, I'm also on a journey, just like all of us. And I hope, kaya ako sinasabi to at the start is because this is something we don't want to seem like, we don't want to come to a place where we think we've arrived. Alam ko na paano mag... I think this is something, sabi ko nga lagi, the biggest room in the world is always the room for improvement. And so this is a place and a place in our calling where I'm sure we need to improve time and time and again. And even for me, it's always a challenge, always... trying to find ways to improve. Also, this would be a time, huwag tayong mahiya, to learn from each other. So as I go along with these presentation skills, I hope that this would also, if you have any comments, you know, or anything you want to add, we also would like to hear from you. So basically, this lesson is something that I've gathered in terms of how I prepare. Ang assumption dito is you've already done your hermeneutical research. Ibig sabihin, okay na yung content natin. Now, of course, content is, if your content is good, man, alam mo naman word ni God, it's so powerful, it will change lives. But what we're hoping is this, that from this class, we would learn from one another and that hindi lang tayo good in our content, which I'm sure all of us with due diligence, alam ko naman, every week we research, we study. Yung iba sa inyo, anong research? Hindi pala nag-research. Anong research ang pinagsasabi mo? Hindi pala totoo, no? Pero nag-research tayo, nag-aaral tayo. Pero, I believe, as important as content is, equally important is delivery. Kasi pag ang ganda ng content mo, hindi mo naman dineliver ng maayos, hindi siya marireceive ng maayos. So, ganda ng content mo, pero napatulog mo yung mga tao. Okay naman, rested sila on a Sunday. Kasi Sunday is a day off, rest. So, paglabas nila sa service nyo, grabe, I'm so thankful to my pastor because I found my rest in him. Okay? So, talagang nakasabat sila, nakapagpahinga, lumakas sila. And alam mo, sino ang sanhi? Tayo. Tayo ang ginamit ng Panginoon bilang instrumento ng Sabbath ng ating mga tao. So hopefully, as much as we take time to prepare our content, we also prepare in our delivery. So what's my job? Given that, you know, I started off by saying I'm not an expert, I'm also on a journey, and let's learn from each other. My job today is this. My job is not to fill your cup. Okay? But my job is to empty mine into yours. So ibig sabihin, kaya ako sinasabi yan, I want to manage your expectation. See, your cup is too big for me to fill. Marami pa kayong pwedeng matutunan sa iba. But hopefully, by the end of this day, my job is I would have emptied my cup into yours. Ganoon naman tayo mag-raise ng next generation, di ba? The next generation, they have so much, they have so much potential and capacity to learn. Ang job natin, hindi to fill yung cup nila. Hindi naman natin kaya eh. Pero, our job, always when we raise the next generation, is to empty ours into theirs so that we give everything we've got. So hopefully, by the end of this day, I would have done a good job of emptying my cup into yours. And then from there, I'm sure, you can do so much more. No? And so, this is the roadmap for today, given that it is a journey. So, i-attack natin. So, even this, trinay ko siyang gawin in a way na to present to you para sana matandaan nyo at makuha nyo yung... So, sayang naman, nag-ano ko ng presentation skills, tapos yung presentation ko, yun yung problema. Diba? Parang it's self-defeating, no? Parang magturo ng presentation skill, ang pangit ng presentation. Hindi kayo maniniwala, di ba? So, I was hoping, tried my best to at least... do a presentation na at least makita nyo what we're talking about. Actually, nowadays, ang pinakauso ngayon, pero ayaw naman natin gawin sa preaching, uso na tong ano, yung, di pala nag-work yung green dito sa, ano, no, ina-absorb niya. Itong, ang uso ngayon in terms of presentation is the magazine type na mga slides. So, parang ano siya, parang pag titingnan mo yun, no, parang siyang magazine na, tapos yung picture sa likod is, so has something to do with what you're gonna say. So for instance, ito, street siya, di ba? Because it's a journey. So it's a what I'm trying to ano is this journey, and this is the roadmap of our journey. Kasi para throughout, ang gagawin ko ngayon, I'll start off with the outline of what we're gonna go through for the day. Para kayo, hindi kayo mawala kung nasaan tayo. Kasi it's about presentation. But what about presentation am I gonna talk about? Kasi presentation is such a broad subject. So we need to make sure na yung delivery natin, yung paano ko siya i-deliver is maka-follow tayong lahat. So, ito yung, this is my attempt to do it. Hopefully, I succeed. But if I confuse you, then I will just relying on your intelligence to follow. Nooks naman, talagang challenge pa. At, inano pa eh, no? Alright. So, first, we're gonna talk about clarity and creativity. Kasi minsan, sobra tayong enamored sa creativity, gusto natin maging creative, that we do it at the expense of what? Clarity. So, hindi pwedeng ganon. So, we're gonna talk about those two things in presentation. Kasi, ngayon, may content ka na eh. Ang question, sa dami ng content mo, have you ever felt this? Yung after mo mag-preach, parang, ano ba nasabi ko? Pati yung mga nakikinig sa'yo, anong pinagsasabi mo? Para paiba-iba. Pero alam mo naman, ni-research mo. At ikaw, naintindihan mo naman yung content mo. Pero hindi siya clear. Okay? So we'll talk about clarity because clarity precedes creativity. Minsan kasi, meron tayong creativity, meron tayong creative handle agad. Meron na tayong video, meron na tayong presentation. Nauuna siya. So we are letting the tail wag the dog. Have you heard that idiomatic expression? Yung wag the dog? Imbis na yung tail ang winawag ng dog, yung tail, winawag niya yung dog. So, nag-umpisa ka sa tail. Hindi pwede. Dapat mag-start tayo. Dapat it's the dog wagging the tail. Alright? So, we're gonna talk about creativity and clarity. Somehow, I'm trying to design a module on ano eh. sermon series preparation. So part yan ng ito yung mga seed thoughts niyan. Kasi sa Victory, I think lahat tayo nag-grow sa environment na we create sermons standalone. Tsaka pag minsan nakikinig ka ng preaching ng Victory Pastors, pakinggan yung mag-download ka ng podcast, minsan mapapansin mo na yung preaching niya, although part of a series, parang standalone. At I think we have come to a place in our movement where we need a homiletics on sermon series preparation. Kailangan you prepare with a series in mind, not just with one sermon. Alam na ko naman, busy tayo. Yung parang minsan, bukas mo na lang naisip. Bukas na yung preaching ngayon po lang naiisip yung ano. And that is the reason for standalone. Standalone. Na part naman siya na series, pero it sounds like standalone yung preaching. And so later I'll give you some examples of that. And kaya nga sa Malate, what we do is, at the 2 weeks before the start of the series, meron kami tinatawag na sermon series mapping. Sa isang malaking wall sa Malate, nakasulat lahat ng weeks. Week 1, week 2, week 3. Ito yung text sa week 1, week 2, week 3, week 4. Ito yung mga points na binigay ni na, kung sino man, sina Winston. Ba nabibigay sila ng mga ano? Si Winston yung nagsasanitize eh. Pero may gumagawa ng mga teams. Titingnan mo yung mga points. Tapos, pag tingnan mo doon, alam mo ngayon, uy, baka pag sinabi ko na to dito, maulit. Ano na sasabihin ko dito? Diba? Have you ever felt that? Yung nasabi mo lahat dito, talagang napaka-ano, in next week, wala ka na masabi. Actually, just refer to my last week's sermon. I've said everything there. Sino sa inyo, naramdaman nyo na yan? Kasi, we have done that. We have not been clear, pero, dami na, may creative peg na talaga. Pero hindi tayo clear kung anong gusto natin sabihin per week. Na lulus natin yung overall message natin. Meron tayo eh. Pero parang wala lang. Inis ang tabi lang natin. So, iba na ang dynamics kayo ng preaching preparation, especially for us who has series. Ngayon, nung dating standalone lang, okay lang. Ngayong gabi ka lang mag-isip, Lord, nasaan ka? Ganon. Umaga na, nasaan ka pa rin, di ba? Mayroon ng manok. Hindi ko pa rin alam kung nasaan ka. Lord, where are you, Lord? Natutulog ko ba ang Diyos? Di ba, yun yung mga moments eh. So, hopefully, it's something I'm still developing now para maituro din. Kasi nga, I think it's a different dynamics when, and especially ito pa, sermon preparation with your team. Kasi something that we have to learn, kasi lahat tayo, hindi na lang ikaw mag-isang preacher. Tapos nakakatawa, di ba? Umatan sila ng same church, tapos parang iba yung preaching na narinig nung 9 o'clock tsaka nung 11 o'clock. Parang ibang church yung pinuntahan nila. Pero pareho lang naman sa halos kayo ng, so minsan yung team hindi rin one in, ano, no? So, and that's a question mark din. Of course, we leave room for the Holy Spirit, pero I think planning is also part of the Holy Spirit's work in us. Alright? So, that's one. So, we're gonna talk about clarity and ano. Pero ngayon, I'm gonna inject some of those sermon series planning kasi hindi ko pa nabubuo yung parang module na gusto kong gawin doon. Pero at least dito, we'll just talk about presentation per se. Basta ang pinaka jump off point nitong lesson na to is assuming you've already done your hermeneutical research, may content na kayo. Okay? Second, we'll talk about then making the presentation. So, we'll talk about dito sa making the presentation, this is a portion where lahat naman tayo gumagamit ng keynote, di ba? Or PowerPoint. Meron ba ditong hindi gumagamit? Like Paul Barker kayo. Pablo Magtatahol. Ayaw niyong gumamit ng... Meron bang ganito dito? Wala naman. So, is it right for me to... ano ba yung isip mo? Ano? Is it right for me to assume that all of you uses PowerPoint? Okay. And keynote. So, making the presentation is, I will share to you some tips and tricks for making the presentation. Kasi nga, alam nyo na yung content nyo. Pero ano ba da? Paano mas, ano ba yung mga different ways? Kasi ito yung challenge natin as a weekly preacher. Week after week, ikaw nakikita, tsaka yung presentation mo. Ikaw ba minsan nafe-feel mo to? Ako na naman, tsaka ito na naman. Meron ba akong pwedeng gawing bago? Have you ever felt that? See, all of us feel that. So, medyo dinisign ko sana to na kung ano yung nararamdaman natin, yun yung tinatry kong sagutin for all of us. Hopefully, masagot ko naman. Pero, iba kasi yung guest ka eh. bumanat ka, yay! Pero pag week after week kang umaakyat dyan, pati ikaw mismo eh, sawa na ako sarili ko ah. Parang, ba't ka ba aakyat pa ulit? May mga ganun, tinatanong mo na rin sarili mo, di ba? Okay, kasi nga, okay naman yung content mo, pero minsan gusto mo rin yung, and maganda rin kasing pag-isipan yun, of course, the Word of God in itself is powerful. Talaga it will hit. Pero meron kayong ibang mga, and yung mga lalo matatagal na, they receive from you. Pero medyo may mga bago, gusto mo rin silang i-engage eh. Our worship services become a bit engaging. No? Of course, primarily, we want the Word to engage them. But hopefully, our presentation reinforces it. Especially yung mga sight and sounds generation natin. Kasi sila talaga, minsan, pag hindi mo sila nakuha doon, wala na, ang ganda ng content mo, pero naka-tune out sila. May ginagawa silang iba, pero wala namang problema sa content. Ang galing mo nga eh. Panalo ka talaga. Ikaw na ang theologian. Ganon yung dating. Pero walang nakikinig sa'yo. So we're just hoping that we can catch by making it different time after time, you know. And last but not least, of course, we'll talk a bit about now that you've made up, you have prepared your presentation, you've done your homework on clarity and creativity, you made the presentation, of course, di-deliver mo na, akit ka na. Ano mga kailangan natin, hopefully, few tips na kailangan natin tandaan on delivery, no? So we're hoping that when we hit on these three points for the next few hours that we'll be together, hopefully, this will help you. Tapos, we'll have a bit of question or you know, some interaction every point para lang you can have your questions or if you have things you want to share also. I'm sure may marami rin kayong matututunan sa bawat isa sa atin. We learn from each other. And I'm hoping also may matutunan ako from you. Di ba? Oh, meron pa, ang ganda pala ng practice mo ah. Copyright away, no? Dito tayo sa victory, copyright away tayo. Okay. With that said, let's begin. Okay? Okay, as we begin, black muna tayo. Let's begin with a word of prayer para maalala ko. I have something to cue me to. Kasi nalilimutan. Diyan pala si Lord. Have you ever eaten and you forgot to pray? Misang ganun tayo, di ba? Excited tayo, kalimutan na mag-pray. Kaya pa nag-pray tayo pag kumain. Ano prayer natin ulit? Lord, all that is within me, give thanks to you. Kasi nasa loob na yung pagkain eh. So dapat, kaya pa rin, di ba? Nakakahabol pa rin. Okay, so let's pray as we start. Lord, we just want to thank you again for gathering us. Lord, for me, it is indeed a privilege to be co-laboring with every single one, every single person in this room, God. And Lord, may this be a time that we will learn from one another and also that our hearts and minds will be open to you. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would also speak to us corporately and as an individual. And also, this is my prayer that all of us, this would be a time that we would also get connected with each other. This would be a time that we would get to know one another. We will have fun. Lord, more than just lessons being imparted, Lord, I pray that life will be shared among us, Lord. Thank you for every single one who's here. Thank you for the call being answered. And so, God, may you be honored in our midst throughout our time together. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right. So it's always a pleasure for me. Hopefully we could have interactions here and have good memories, no? So today we're going to talk about clarity and creativity. Siguro the challenge always of having so much that you research is that sa sobrang dami, ang challenge na ngayon is paano ko to, ano sasabihin ko? Diba? Kasi ang dami mo pwedeng sabihin eh. Ang daming, dami mo nabasa. Sino kaya yung i-quote ko rito? I hope yun ang problema nyo. No? Hindi yung parang, ano sasabihin ko? Kasi wala kayo ni-research. Of course, my assumption is all of us are diligent. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo, mukha bang diligent yan? Ayun. Sabay, pinagtawanan, di ba? Pastor, ito, hindi. Ganun. Pero, hopefully, as we look at the material, there's just an interplay between clarity and creativity. Now, I just want to make sure that all of us gets this. Number one, dapat clarity before creativity. So, yung sabihin, dami mo ng material, pero may nakita kang video. May nakita kang mga kung ano-anong pinost sa victory preaching pastors. Huwag kang mag-anchor doon. Ang anchor mo dapat, yung clarity mo. hindi yung creativity. Pag angkla mo yung creativity, you lose the message. Kasi the creativity can drag you somewhere else. Kaya kung madalas ako, yung victory preaching pastor, hindi ko tinitingnan yan until may nagka-create na ako ng ano ko, flow ko. Kasi ang lakas niya maka, syempre, gaganda rin ng mga idea, gagaling ng mga pastor natin. Pero sila, minsan, pag-share nila, sila meron na silang idea about it na hindi natin alam. So ngayon, nadadala tayo sa place na wala tayong context kung ano iniisip nila ng time na yun. So, for us, and how many of you are glad we have the victory preaching pastor? Ang laking tulong, di ba? Pero ang laking bagay din yan para i-mislead ka ng konti. So, it is always important na ikaw mismo, you have done, we all, including me, we have done our due diligence na at least nabasa mo man lang yung text. Minsan, this has happened to me, you know, early on in my life, that's why I've learned my lesson. Minsan, no, Sunday na, kasi damong ginawa, operations, yan. Hindi mo pa nadidetermine which part of the text you want to read. Ito ba yung babasahin ko o ito? Ano ba yung babasahin ko? Masyado yata mahaba. Have you ever had that problem? Kala mo, alam mo na yung gagawin mo, medyo alam mo, may vague idea ka, may nakita kang mga picture-picture dyan, tapos yung babasahin mo na yung text, which one will I read? Hanggang anong part? Masyado yata mahaba kung itong lahat. See, it's because we have not done our due diligence in terms of reading the text. Kaya nga, ano eh, one of the things we have done, even for us as pastors na sa Malate is, basahin na natin ngayon. Nagsiseries mapping pa lang kami, binabasa na. Buksan niyo yung Bible. Yan, buksan niyo yung Bible, basahin na natin ngayon. Kasi minsan, nasiskip natin yung pinaka-basic, which is what? The scripture and clarity with the scripture. Kaya nga itong, sino sa inyo sumasabay sa series ngayon? Okay, gagawin natin sa example ha, para relevant. Okay? Niready ko yung sarili ko. Sabi ko, ano ba magandang example? Ah, yung series ngayon. Kasi lahat tayo pinipreach yun. Now, for instance, katulad niyan, let's talk about the series that we're going through, which I wish Jesus didn't say that. O, siguro naman, relevant sa ating lahat yon. Iba, hindi, kasi hindi naman ginagawa. Pero siguro next time pag ginawa mo. Have you ever noticed that when you look at the series, of course, the objective is to treasure Christ above all, regardless of the hardship of your situation and whatever the challenges you're going through, that you will treasure the Word of God above that. Kasi what happens to our lives? What happens to us? Every time some difficulty comes in, the Word of God takes a backseat. Tumuna. So what we're saying, and I wish Jesus said that, is this. What we're saying is this. That regardless of how difficult it may be, the challenges in front of our face, we would still say, God, grant us the grace, Lord, to do what you told us to do. And of course, when you are going through difficulty, what's the one thing you say when you read the Bible? Sino pa talaga ito? I wish you didn't say that, Lord. So by using the title, see, because I'm clear about the objective, see, look at my statement. My statement was a rewarding of the outcome-based objective. I did not say it. Hindi naman ako yan. Good morning, everyone. Our outcome-based objective. Ano ka nag-deliver ng paper? Diba? Pero, pansinin mo, it was so conversational. Later on na lang makuha. And yung mga tao natin, hindi mo nagbabasa ng outcome-based objective yan. Hindi naman nakita yung ano. Pero nung sinabi mo, conversational siya. Pero the only reason you could make it into a conversation is because meron kang clarity. And what I wanted to say with that is this. Clarity over creativity means this. It must be clear to you before it can be clear to them. Tataka ka ba di naintindihan ng mga tao? Kasi hindi mo naintindihan eh. So, pinasa mo yung hindi mo pag... Most of the time, one of the reasons they don't understand is because it was not clear to you first. So, hindi mo nga maibato ng mabuti, even the objectives. Bakit? Pati ikaw, hindi mo masya magets. I preach at LB. And I was had a talk to Pastor John Dolor. And my heart goes out to all of us provincial. Kasi minsan, nag-discuss kami, wala kayong context sa discussion namin. And nakukuha nyo na lang isang document. So sabi ko nga, alam mo, sabi ko, that's really a challenge, no? And one of the things I talked to our EN Communications, Jay Abola, Carlos is already going to the U.S. And sabi ko, I think we need to help our provincial pastors na if they're gonna receive this, what more can we add to help clarify what we talk about? Kasi si John, nung inupuan ko siya, tapos kinausap ko siya about, I wish Jesus didn't say that. Sabi niya, buti na lang dumating ka kasi mag-preach na siya nung Sunday and dumating ako yung... Tapos I clarified what it was all about, what was the conversation behind, why it, I wish didn't say that. Parang outrageous saying siya, di ba, of Jesus. And that the theme is Lordship. In fact, when I did my PowerPoint, sabi ko, in one word, this title is really Lordship. You know? Tapos, inangat, nilabas ko yung one-to-one. And that's one of our values. In fact, in one-to-one. After nun, dami nagpa one-to-one kasi may... So, hitting two birds with one stone. I did talk about... So, alam nila Lordship. Tapos, pinakita ko yung second page na Lordship dun sa one-to-one. Pinicturan ko. Tapos, nandun siya, ang laki. So, people were asking after, ano ba yung one-to-one na yan to our leaders? Because, ang nangyari ngayon, I was not just preaching a message, I was talking about how Lordship is not just absorbed in one sitting on a sermon, but it's a lifetime walk and you need people to help you with it. So, again, because it's not just the sermon that was clear to you, but who we are and what we do. So, pag-prepare mo ng sermon mo, lumalabas lahat doon. Not just about Lordship, but how it is a core value of ours. And that, where is it found as you journey as a disciple? Kasi may discipleship journey tayo. And we need to get our people there. One sermon will not change everything for them. But imagine this, if they saw one-to-one and they started asking questions about it, then they are in a lifetime walk with people who have gone that ano. Kasi yun ang gusto natin, that they would treasure the word of Christ. Hindi naman nila matitreasure yan in one sitting or two sittings eh. Or even in a series. Diba? So hopefully that helps. And because that was clear for us, then it became easy to be creative about it. That's actually, ano ko ba gagawin to? When I did the ano, let me show you. Ano to, shoot from the hip to, para, kasi total, nag-uusap tayo ng preaching. That's why, when I was doing, ano, last Sunday, this is what I did, and then, pinalitan ko lang yung nag-change siya, Lordship. In one word, what is all of this? It's creative, it catches your attention, but outside all of those creativity, it's simply one word. It's Lordship. And here, that's a value for us, so I showed them one-to-one, so sabi, ano yan, ganon. And then I showed to them that it's part of ano, Lordship. And then, ang introduction ko is, you know, Lordship. How many of you, when you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, so it's, how many of you, you treat Him as Savior? Not as Lord. Diba, Savior naman ang treatment natin sa Kanya eh. Tapos ganito, we go our own way, and this is how you treat a Savior. I will do what I want to do, and when I get into trouble, you save me. But the news today, this series, this whole series, will tell us that He's not just Savior but Lord. And the reason we don't get into trouble is because when He's Lord of our life, we follow what He says. So, and He is Lord 100 times in the book of Acts. So parang ganun. So yung mga victory group leader later, or lumapit sa, ang laking tulong kasi yung isang in-invite ko, nagtanong, ano to? Biro mo na ano. So ngayon, ito yung maganda. Hindi lang sila nakikinig ng Lordship this week. During the week, may makikipag-usap sa kanila about Lordship. See, because our preaching, because it was clear. What was this all about? It is not just a nice tagline. You understood behind that. Creative eh, ganda yung may ano, may nakasulat do, may ganun. Wow, ganda. Ayos yan ah. Okay yan. But that's creativity. Previous to that is what? Clarity. Sobrang clear sa atin. And again, it's not only the preaching itself, but who we are as a movement. Sino ba tayo? Dapat nako-communicate natin, hopefully in our preaching. So in our, when we present all of those things, no? So that's very helpful. Tapos nung ginawa ko, every time nag-ano ko, nakaganon siya. Tapos nasa baba yung ano, parang nagsasalita si Jesus from Matthew. So, ganun lang. So, anong itsura ng slide? It's different from your usual nasa taas to, nasa sa baba to. So later on, I'll show you other slides when making the presentation. I just showed this para nga, sabi ko, itatahi ko yung series ngayon para we're killing two birds with one stone. So later on, let's talk. We'll talk about week number two, which is sell your possession. Ito pa. When you introduce this series, don't ignore the fact na habang, sino sa inyo sinabi yung next four, for the next 4 weeks, we're gonna talk about week one, we're gonna talk about love your enemies. Week two, don't, sinabi ko ba, sell all you have. And I know many of you will not be here. Mag-selfie na kayo, katabi mo, wala yan next week. So ginaganong ka sila, no? Selfie na kayo ngayon, kasi wala yan next week eh, para hindi nyo ma-miss. Kasi whenever money is talked about, whenever possession is talked about, man, that's one of the things. You can touch everything in my life except my pocket. Diba? So, it's in the challenge mo sila ba? Third, hate your... Now, haven't you wondered about this? First week, he tells you to love your enemies. And then he tells you to hate your family. What is this? What is... Isn't this crazy? See, what are you trying to do? You're already giving... Pero tinahi mo lahat. So lahat sila nag-anticipate din. Kailangan ko yata marinig yun. Love your enemy yung first week. Hate your... Where? Who? Which teacher in the world has taught you to love your enemies and hate your family? Wouldn't you want to come back and hear why he said what he said? So... Yeah. Bakit? Kasi when we prepare with a perspective of the whole, not just the part. Sabi ko, and you know, the last week is all of our favorite. You know what he said? You will be persecuted. How many of us became Christians so that we will be persecuted? Yeah? So, that's just week one. Ay, ako pa yung mag-preach ng third week sa inyo, no? Akin pala yung hate your family ata, no? No, tama, ano, punta kang Dumaguete. Oh, yeah, so I'll be preaching on hate your family. Doon pala ako, no? Okay, so, pero ganun yung tahi ko sa Malate. Tapos, kinausap ko yung mga preaching. Oh, ito yung gagawin natin, lolokohin natin sila at the beginning, ha? Kasi, love your family. Love your enemies, hate your family. So, I want you to point that out. Make the obvious, daring, obvious yun eh, hindi mo naman pwedeng itago, na yun ang sabihin mo. And then, create attention. Why would we treasure words like that? What was running in Jesus' mind when he said that? Find out in the next weeks. See you. Ganun siya. So today we're going to talk about that. So ano siya? It was so clear. Not just 1 week. Ah. The whole series was so clear. You could do anything with it. Help them whet their appetites. Pero pag inisip mo lang yung love your enemies today, hindi mo makakapitalize yung ganda ng buong series. Saka yung overall tension. Kasi siyempre, gusto mo rin silang what? Uy, next week kita tayo ulit. Hopefully you'll come back long enough so that you'll surrender your life to Christ. Alright? So again, hopefully this is something that's helpful to you. You go back, you have a team, or you have your other pastors, pag-usapan nyo to. So batuhan lang kayo, so magtawanan kayo. Kasi habang sinasabi ko to, pati kayo nagwa-wonder, di ba? See, if I can make you wonder, imagine the people in your congregation. Lahat sila parang, sabi mo na, Pastor, ano ba yan? Ba't ang gulo ni Jesus? Sinurrender ko pa yung life ko sa Kanya. Di ba? Yun yung tumatakbo sa utak niya eh. I surrendered my life to this Jesus. And this is what He says? So hopefully that helps you. So that's the, again, the beauty of being able to go and do all of those things now and go that far. Again, so going back to this one, sorry. So it has to be clear, and that's how clear it must be to you. Kahit balik-balik ta rin yung series. Ay, oo nga. Pati rin sila. Ha? Next 4 weeks, ito yung mangyayari sa atin. Alright? So that's one thing about clarity. It's clarity before creativity. So we must have, pag sinama mong clarity, ano yung sabihin ng clarity? It means, yung dumaan, keywords. Look for keywords. Later on, I'll give you example. Now, in our previous mga series, how I use keywords. Kasi if something is clear to you, you can summarize it in a phrase or a word. And ito yon, mas madaling tandaan ng isang word kaysa sa mga statements. Diba? So, how do you know it's clear with you? You have a word you can anchor on. You have a word you can repeat. Yung sa simple, nag-anchor lang ako na. It's simple, but it's not easy. So it's simple every week. Discipleship is simple. Because that's the message we want. You anchor on keywords because you know what you're talking about. Second, of course, key thoughts or key phrases. If it's not a word, then it's a key thought or a key phrase. Always make sure that before, kumbaga, ang damong research. Pag hindi mo masummarize yung mga key thoughts and key phrases mo, and their connection to each other, chances are it's not clear to you. Chances are you're not ready to preach. Okay? So, yun lagi yung gauge ko sa sarili ko pag inisitin ko, hindi ko pa yata alam to. So, paano kaya yon? Alright? So, hopefully, that is helpful to all of you, no? Whenever you, and again, we could be barraged with so much information. Sabi nga natin ngayon, the challenge today is not the access to information. That's not the challenge today. The biggest challenge today is how do you process the information that comes before you. Kahit yung mga youth natin, man, our youth, YouTube, Google, information is no longer an issue today. When you preach, they know what you're gonna say. Question is, how it's processed. You do nag-iiba. Parang, man, I read the same thing, di ba? Pareho naman Bible ang binabasa, I read the same thing, but man, this was just so insightful. It was, God, thank you. Yung ganun ba? And even what you get in the internet, lahat naman yan eh. Google lang yung sinabi mo, kita na niya yan eh. It's nothing novel about information. And that's why when we disciple our people, don't ever think they don't know what you're saying. Possibly, they have access to it. Alam nila. So how do we ask God for the wisdom and the discernment to process it and give it to them and say, this is what the Word is saying to you today. All right, making it relevant. Okay? So, key thoughts and keywords. So, clarity. Yan ang important. Clarity before creativity. Now, the next thing I want you to know about clarity is, now that you're clear, so alam mo na, may key thoughts ka na, pwede ka na mag-isip ng creativity. Because creativity amplifies content. Kasi baka isipin nyo lang, di okay na pala ako, clear na ako, okay na ako. Hindi. Ba't tayo nagiging creative? Kasi creativity amplifies content. Sabihin, when something is amplified, it's clearly heard and received. And whenever we have a very good creative handle, I mean, I'm thankful for our movement because we have ENCOMS and our creative teams. Aside from ENCOMS, our own local churches, we have creative teams. And I hope you have your own creative teams in your church. Kasi, biro mo, how many of you appreciate sometimes yung dumarating na lang sa atin ng mga suggestions? Tapos ang gaganda ng mga Sintra boards natin. Wala naman tayo ginawa. Nakaupo lang tayo. So, biglang dumating na lang siya. And you know what happened? Para minsan, kala, ang galing natin mag-preach. Pero, really, yung pa lang, na-amplify na. I was talking to one of our members just this week. Sabi niya, Pastor, grabe talaga yung, grabe yung title. Sabi niya, title pa lang, huling-huli na siya. Yung I wish Jesus didn't say that. Parang, kahit wala pa ako sinasabi, gusto niyang bumalik. Wala pa, hindi ko pa kinokon, hindi ko pa niloko, hindi ko pa ginyok. Babalik. Bakit? Kasi ano ba yan? Ano ba yan? I wish Jesus didn't say that. See, we are, but because it amplifies. Biro mo, kung sinabi mo lang yan, Lordship. Oh, grabe, no? Yun ang title mo. Sino sa inyo? Babalik kayo, di ba? Parang iba baka matakot pa, hindi na ako babalik dyan. Pero ito yung, I wish people didn't say, Jesus didn't say that. Do you know that many of us say that within us? When we read the Bible, man, nasa Bible ba talaga to? Biro mo, without you saying anything, people are saying, I'm gonna come back. Wala ka pa pinipreach, ha? Di ka pa bumabahing, babalik na sila. And that's why we try to at least be creative. Or at least, you know, help our people, you know, have a change of look, a feel. And so, yun yung I wanted to make sure about the relationship between clarity and creativity. So both are, for us, when you're making a presentation, part of that, both of those are important. First, clarity. Okay? then creativity. So, it's not one or the other. Tapos, sino sa inyo habang sinasabi ko to ang nasa mind nyo? Hindi ako creative eh. Paano na yan? Kawawa naman ako. Then, have people surround you. Kasi may mga tao sa church ninyo na creative. Yung mga, ano, yung mga life box, ah, hindi pala life box, Every Nation Campus natin, ENK na pala sila, ENK. Yung mga ENK natin, Every Nation Campus, mga ENK. So yung mga ENK natin, talaga, parang pangit, di ba? Pag narinding na naman ni Stevie, what are you doing? Ayaw nang ina-acronym sa kanina, ENK. Anyway, so yung mga ENC natin, madalas yan, pagka nasa pantry lang, inuupo ko talaga yan. Kasi, alam ko na kung anong gusto ko sabihin. Sabi ko, what one thing goes into your mind when I say this? Yung mga question na ganyan, so may sasabihin sila, uy, okay yan ah. Tapos sila yung very, ano eh, very in touch minsan sa mga nangyayari around. So I always surround my people, I always talk to them. Why? Because I know if it's just me, hindi kaya yung creativity. Sorry na lang po. Alright? And so it's always good to surround your people with, you surround yourself with creative people. So both are important. It's not one or the other. Ah. So I hope, kasi, minsan nga, madalas kami mag-debate, and Pastor Paul knows this. One of the things we debate about is keynotes. Ayaw niya. No, it's just your words, you know. So, siyempre, words niya, dapat it should paint a picture in the minds of your people. So, parang WrestleMania 5. I mean, ganun yung, ganun siya magsalita. Yung gusto niya, pag nagsalita siya, so parang wrestler siya, di ba? Parang kailangan, which is good. Dapat may skills tayo na ganyan. In fact, kumbaga, our hope is this, that we have such a mastery of language that even without a video is playing in the minds of your people. That's the strongest video. Kasi parang ganito. When I talked about, today we're going to talk about loving your enemies. Who among you wish Jesus didn't say that? And sino sa inyo, nung sinabi ko pa lang yung enemies, may lumabas na picture ng mukha. So, anong ginagawa mo sa kanila? You didn't put any pictures there, pero you're using their faculty. Ang lakas nun yung brain nila. Pag yun ang sinama na, who among you, nung sinabi ko yon, a face flash in front of you. Man, you cringe, and some of you, with a knee-jerk reaction, punched. Actually, natamaan yung nasa harapan mo. Kaya napaganon. Bakit? Sinuntok mo. Sobra HD surround sound. So what are you trying to do? You're bringing them to a place. Kasi ganito eh. Pag sinamang love your enemy, ito yung kalaban nyo sa love your enemies. It's a cliche. It's a Christian cliche. Love your enemies. How do you break a cliche open? Yun yung challenge natin. Kasi many of the preachings we have, they have become cliches. And a cliche is ignored. Pag sinabi mo, may filter ang mga tao. It's just a cliche. So pag sinabi mo lang, love your enemies without reinforcing it with anything else, it's a cliche for them. So by challenging them or by inviting them, who did you think about? Sino naisip mo? Tingnan mo katabi mo, siya ba? So what does it do to them? It gets them to interact and process with you, love your enemies. It becomes real to them. Totoo yun, kasi may nakita silang picture eh. Actually, gusto niya pumatay nung time na yon. A sudden flash of rage came about. Mga ganon, di ba? So, what are you doing? You're bringing them to that place. See, one of the most creative faculties that you have in your hands without clicking anything is their brains. If you can trigger them to think, you don't need pictures. Yan ang sinasabi ni Paul Barker. Pero it's so funny if that were true. If that were the only thing we need, it is just funny for me to realize, to think about why Jesus would point to things. Diba? Wala pang PowerPoint. Ano sinabi ko lagi? Jesus had the power to point. Oh, sa kanya nag-umpisa yun. Look at the birds. Look at the, ano yan? Power, point. He has a point. So sino nag-umpisa niya? Hindi Microsoft. Si Jesus. Look at the birds in the air. Look at the Si Jesus nagpauso niyan. Tapos kinuha ni Bill Gates. Yumaman siya. Naunahan tayo. Tayo may Bible. Diba? Pero if we could do that, if we ask God for the wisdom to be able to convert our words to trigger their biggest video, sabihin, wala kang plane eh, pero nagpa-play sa utak nila. Man, loko tong, yun ang mamahalin ko, pastor. Alam mo bang, di ba, hindi ka pa nag-uumpisa, galit na siya sa'yo. Diba? See, if you could under that, then you have one of the most powerful visual aids to mankind. And that's why mastery of language, vocabulary, it has its place. Because you have the ability to trigger the biggest video or the pinak high definition video. Mas high definition pa dyan. Tapos dadalhin pa nila pag uwi. Kasi andyan eh. Alright? So, clarity, and then what? Creativity. So, with that said, any questions with regards to clarity and creativity? Anything you want to clarify with that? Meron ba? As we move along, anything about the preaching you want to clarify? Or the series? Okay naman. Okay naman yung example natin. Okay, sana makatulong sa inyo. Okay, later on we'll talk about selling everything. Okay? We'll hit on that a bit. Para tapos na tayo. Ngayon pa lang, di ba? Pwede na tayong, oh, family time muna tayo. Uy, paano ko nag-family time ngayon? Well, you know, I prepare. Grabe, family man na ngayon si Pastor. Okay, thank you, Lord. Okay, so hopefully. Sige, tulungan lang tayo. I mean, I'm sure you have your own ideas, but I figured it would be good to have this time to do that as well. Sino sa inyo hindi I Wish Jesus Said That ang series? Lahat kayo? Lahat tayo rito? Ah, ano sa inyo? Ah, why me? Ito yung kay, ano? Kay Job. Okay. Alright. Ah, sige, Job naman. Sige, hopefully I still remember. Oh, 5 minutes na lang. Grabe naman, ang bilis naman. Ako ba, eh, kinokontra mo na. And that is, alright, okay. Making the presentation. So, first step, you're now clear. Because you're clear, you can be creative. You can start looking at things that could aid or reinforce yung clarity mo. Again, amplify, reinforce clarity. Yun lang naman ang kailangan mo. Now, it's time to make the presentation. Now, syempre, ano yung mga key points in making the presentation? First, keep it simple. Ito ah, now that you're gonna make the presentation, can I ask a favor from all of you? Hinay-hinay lang sa animation. The animation is very distracting, yung mga pivoting, you know, wag ganon. Dissolve lang, okay na. Kasi mas importante yung word. Keep it simple. Okay? Pero ito yung matindi. Yung simplicity niyan, actually, kaya eh. Later on, I'll show you some simple tweaks lang ah. Ito hindi big deal, no, parang highfaluting ano, pero it gets the job done. Kasi what you want your people to do is to focus on God's word and not be distracted by your animation. Yung ganda naman ang animation. Okay din naman 'yon, pero I hope that it's more on God's word than anything, all right? So animation, keep it simple, pero creative. Pwede pa rin. Parang creative to ah, pero simple lang. Yan. Keep it thematic. Keep it interesting pala. Keep it interesting. Parang, uy, yung, ito yung challenge nyo every week, di ba? Yung parang, ano ko ba gawing interesting? Eh, last week, ito na naman. Di ba? Ganyan yung ano nyo. So, keep it interesting. And last, ito yung pinaka, buti na lang, meron tayong mga creatives. Keep it thematic. So, kunyari, so ano siya, di ba? Sit. Simple, interesting, thematic. So pag upo mo, when make your presentation, yun isipin mo, it's simple, interesting, and what? Thematic. Kaya pansinin mo, nung I wish Jesus didn't say that ako, nothing highfaluting, I just used the call out. Tapos binaba ko yung text. Saan normally yung text nakalagay? Sa taas. So may bago ba ako? Was it simple enough? It was nothing highfalutin. It's simple. Was it interesting? Uy, bago kasi may call out. Pero nothing ano, elaborate. It's just different. So ngayon tumingin sila, uy, iba ngayon ah. 'Di ba? And it's thematic kasi sa title pa lang nandoon na yung call out. May sinasabi. And what you're really communicating is Jesus saying this. It's the word of God speaking to you. So all of that to say na, yan pala ibig sabihin ng keep it, yung sit. Diba? Simple, interesting, and thematic. And ang maganda talaga sa atin, ako, again, I cannot overemphasize this. And you will see it in my next few slides. In the next few slides, you will see how I would leverage on our theme. So ibig sabihin, ba't ako mag-iisip ng kung ano-ano? Iba-iba na nga yung theme natin every series. Yun na yung nag-iiba. So anong gagawin ko? Papatungan ko lang, ile-leverage ko lang yun. So every time I present something, it's a bit different from the last time. Pero the principle is this, I always stick to keywords, key phrases, or key thoughts. Tsaka, I don't know if you've, sometimes what I do is I have a key thought, pero it's dispersed throughout the text. Wala akong points eh. Point number one, point number two. Hindi ako big fan ng points. Pero my preaching is always going through the text. So next time balikan nila yung text, pwede nilang sundan yung preaching on how it was said. So hindi lang talaga ako point person. Yung, kaya sabi ko, my preachings are always pointless. But if you bring your Bible, you'll be able to follow. Because why did you, yung logical flow, fina-follow mo lang yung word ni God. So, the logical flow is already there. Tsaka nga pala, in making the presentation, I need to say this pala. In making the presentation, kayo ba gumagawa ng keynote ninyo? Oo. Mas maganda kung kayo. Kasi keynote or PowerPoint linearizes your thought. Okay? Pag nag-start ka mag-prepare ng preaching, ano itsura ng preaching mo? Sabog. Pero pag ikaw yung gumagawa ng keynote, wala kang choice, ililinearize mo yung thought mo. Kasi, sabi mo, ano yung susunod dito? Tapos, pag ito nilagay mo susunod, ang next na tanong mo, bakit siya yung susunod? Bakit hindi ito? So, what happens is, yung kalat mong thought, na-force siyang to linearize. Kasi ang thought mo, nebulous, clouded yan eh. Parang, it's a cloud of thoughts. And okay lang yun, because that's how our brain works. Clouds lang siya. Pero pag umupo ka na, when you sit, simple, interesting thematic, and you start doing your slides, wala kang choice. Parang, kailangan ito yung susunod. Ano yung next? Ito. Tapos makikita mo sa ibang, sa clouds mo, ito hindi kasama, ito hindi kasama, ito kasama. Bakit hindi ko siya naisama? So may evaluate mo ngayon yung linear thoughts mo. At bakit dati, in-include mo siya sa thoughts mo? Ano yung iniisip mo nung in-include mo siya? Ba't ngayon hindi na siya kasama? So, ang dami mong pwedeng evaluate pagka nasa slide ka. So, when I sit on my slide, it linearizes me. That's why I don't let anyone else do my slides. Kasi, pag may ibang gumawa ng slides ko, ano yan? Anong pag-iisip ang pumasok dyan? Hindi ko alam. Ang hirap talaga. Ewan ko, I don't know about for some of you, maybe some of you, you just give your notes and you let them decipher what to put there, or it's in different font colors. That would also work, maybe. Pero sa akin, it helps when I sit down. Tapos habang nilalagay mo yung verse, napipreach ka sa utak mo. Have you ever done that? When you're sitting, napipreach yung utak mo eh. Kaya nga, ito pa yon. Do you know that aids in you not having notes when you go up on stage? Kaya pag umakit ako sa stage, wala akong notes. Hindi dahil memorize ko lahat. Well, kasi na-memorize ko na. Ibig sabihin, yung thought, alam ko yung flow. Kasi na-force ako to think about it. That's why when I'm at the stage, I just do this. I walk around, I talk to people. So most of my time is engaging the people. My slide triggers me for my next point. Because my slide and me, we were already talking before I went to the stage. So hopefully that helps you, no? That's why it always helps to keep it simple. Yung dami mong animation, nalimutan mo na, ano susunod sa animation na yun? Pagka marami ka rin ganun, maguguluhan ka. And so hopefully that's helpful to you. Now, just to give you an example. Remember Jesus was here? Ito yung nagkagulo, di ba? Intrusion. So Jesus intruded. I don't know if you still remember this disaster that happened to us. Kasi this was the what was agreed upon, and last minute people changed. But we cannot change. Some of us could not change anymore. We announced it. Siyempre kasi we think, some of us think ahead really that far, diba? Yung, and so we announce it. So hindi tayo mapalitan. And okay. You remember one of the characters when we talked about Jesus was here was Daniel. Okay. Now, I don't know if you still remember this, but in Daniel's situation and his friends, ito yung sa ano, diba? Tatapon sila sa fire, diba? And they were, I'm sure they prayed. Tatapon ka sa fire, diba? And ito yung key thoughts. One of my key thought is this. When I looked at Daniel, one of my key thoughts is this. Change of circumstance. Whenever life hits us and it's difficult and it's challenging, what do we pray to God? Lord, change the circumstance. Lord, sana hindi kami Lord, palamigin mo yung fire. Lord, sana magbago yung puso ni Nebuchadnezzar. Diba? Sino pa sa inyo nagpray na kayo? Lord, change the circumstance. Na ito yung problema sa when Jesus was here. Sa three friends, iba pala yan. All is well, all is well. Napapray sila, all is well, all is well, Lord. Ito yung tatlong to, nagpray, I'm sure nagpray sila. Talagang na, Lord, paano ba to? Sunugin na kami. And how many of us have prayed, but God, even though we prayed, God did not change our circumstance. Has that ever happened to you? And when that happens, what do we get out of that? You know why God does not change our circumstance? Because whenever we encounter a situation where even though we prayed and we asked and we pleaded and God does not change our circumstance, maybe it's because He's trying to change us. So, bakit di chine-change ni God yung circumstance mo? One thought. Nung nag-ano ko, I was clear about the message, Jesus was here. And then when Jesus' presence is there, it doesn't mean He will change your circumstance. And when He doesn't, so, ito, theme yan. Many people remember that. You know why? Because maraming tao, and my presentation did that, if He doesn't change the circumstance, inikot ko. Maybe it's because God wants to change us. Because most of the time, we keep asking God to change the circumstance. Eh sabi ni God, okay yung circumstance mo. Ikaw ang magbago. Gusto mo baguhin ang boss mo, baguhin ang trabaho mo, baguhin ito. Pero ang sinasabi ni God, hindi, magbago ka muna. Kasi kahit anong trabaho bigay ko sa'yo, hindi ka magbago. Yan pa rin yung problema mo. You know why God doesn't change your circumstance? Because He wants to change you. That's in Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So, when I was sitting there, simple lang siya. The animation was not too much. But the key thought I had was that. That kasi means, ito yung tingin natin sa Jesus was here. Eh kasi nandito si Jesus eh, siya nang bahala. Yan. So, and mapapansin mo, minsan, ang dami kong key thoughts. Kasi sinusundan ko lang yung verse. Pero, di ba si Andy Stanley, one thought, one ano. The reason hindi ko ginagawa yan is because of this. Do you know that the people you preach to go through different circumstances? So your one point might hit one person or two or three. But if you follow the scripture, every significant point that comes out hits a group, hits a group, hits a group. Ito lang question, can you tie them all together to one destination? That when Jesus is here, maybe it's not your circumstance, but maybe it's you. Second thing I tied the idea with, ano yung main idea ko? Jesus is always present. He will never depart from you. He's always there. But doesn't mean He will change us because He's changing you. Second, ito yung... So sabi niya, di ba? If we are thrown into the blazing, ano, our God, the God we serve, is able to save us from it. And He will rescue us from it. Nakita mo yung ano ko? Anong ginawa ko sa verse? Pinalaki ko lang yung importante na gusto kong ma... See, nothing... See, whenever I make a presentation, it's still the Bible. Pero doon sa verse, may gusto kang i-emphasize. Anong gawin mo? Lakihan mo lang yung font. So that's sila nakatingin doon. So habang pinipreach ko to, nakatingin sila, the God we serve is able to save us from it.
tapos.
But even if he does not, we want you to know. So nilakayan ko yan. Now later on, you will see. So ino kayo, Nebuchadnezzar, ganon, nagano fire, kasi sunugin na sila. Tapos, sabi ko, most of us, so isang, ano yung thought natin? Ano yung pinaka-thought ng message? God's presence, Jesus is there. And even if he's there, doesn't mean he'll change the circumstances, but he might change you. Kung gusto niya magpalipat. Second, di ba pinakita ko yung malalaking, oh, but our God is able to save us. We have so much faith in God, he's able to save us. But in the next phrase na pinalaki ko is, but even if, tapos sabi ko, most of us have an only if faith. Andiyan si Jesus. Jesus, you're there. And I will do this only if you do this. Tapang natin. Tayo na ang bida. But you know what kind of faith Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had? They have an even if faith. My question is today, for all of us, is this. Whenever we encounter difficult circumstance, will we go to God and say only if, or will we say even if, Lord? So one thought, Jesus was here. Nothing highfalutin except for the flame, kasi may flame pala. Oh, ganda nito. Lagyan ko ng flame kasi sunugin na sila. Pero ito yon. Very simple things. Pinalikihan ko yung mga big. He's able to save us. Do you know that God is able to do anything? Pero ito yung problema. Because God can do everything, this is how we deal with Him. Only if. We leverage His power on our terms. God, only if. Aba, ikaw na si Lord. Siya na susunod. Muchacho na siya. Susunod siya sa'yo. Kasi sinasama mo lagi sa kanya, only if eh. But why did God not save them? Kasi He was teaching them not an only if faith, but an even if faith. Today, many of us are in a very difficult circumstance. My question for you is this. Are you going to have an only if kind of faith? Or are you going to tell God, even if, Lord, I will continue to serve you and will not bow down to any God? See, but the only reason I got that is because I was clear about one thing. We all know Jesus is always present. Pero we want His presence on our terms. Eh, present ka, dapat eh, i-change mo to. Ah, ba, ikaw na si Lord. Eh, present ka, only, gagawin ko lang to. See, we are like that with God, di ba? Pero by knowing that, see, I knew the material. Oh, God, ano ba talaga to? Di ba? You wrestle with the, ano eh. You're clear about what you want to happen. Jesus was here. God's presence, no matter what, even in the Old Testament, He was there. It's clearly seen. Typology, we explained that in other places. Pero, my thought was clear also, not just about the outcome-based objective about the presence of God, but ito. It was so clear what our people were going through and what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Kasi okay lang na maikwento mo si Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Pero next question, ayun ang pakialam ko kung hindi sila nasunog. Have you ever felt that in your preaching? Nagkwento ka, feeling mo may kulang pa rin. Kasi you just downloaded information. Information must touch their life to make it relevant. See, information about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is good. Hindi sila nasunog. Nag-pray pa nga. But even, pero, paano mo dadalhin yun sa buhay nila? So, kailangan may clarity ka na agad. Kaya ako naging, kaya alam ko which, tinan mo, how did I know which word to highlight? Which thoughts to put in one slide? Isa lang ang nakalagay. It's only because I was already clear about what I wanted to say. Before na gano'n, nakita ko Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and then I saw, ay, ito yung tao natin. Sino ba sa inyo, when I said that, how many of you, nung sinabi ko yung, God is not changing, so because He wants to change you, nakarelate kayo? Kasi maraming times, di sinisigal circumstance natin, di ba? Tapos na-realize mo, ikaw pala pinapalitan. Palitan yung puso mo. See, tayo nga nakaka-relate eh. Imagine mo yung mga tao natin. Man, they come out saying, God's presence does not mean it's on my terms. It's whose terms? His terms. Siya si Lord eh. So Jesus was here, clear thought, clear objective, and then we picked one place in ano. Pero question, clear ba sa atin yung message? Ano ba gusto natin sabihin sa tao? Sino sa inyo also, when I said, even if versus only if, it resonated with you? Kasi many times, nakikipag-deal tayo kay God. Oh, God, ha? Ano? Pero, pag hindi mo ginawa. Sabi ni Lord, sino ba ang Lord dito? Laki ng kamay ni Lord. Pag dinagu ka nga, tanggal. Sabi niya, okay lang ba kung even if yung faith mo sa akin, hindi only if. You say that to your people, they go out saying, boss pala talaga to si Jesus. And His presence means this, not this. That's what we want to tell them. That His presence is always there. Old and New Testament. Question is, did those story touch their life? It has to be clear to you first before it can be clear to them. Okay? We're gonna have a 10-minute break. Yeah. All right. Thank you. And then we will resume.